Paris is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio right now by our resident movie reviewer, regular-sized Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you doing today?
Yeah, very well, thanks. We're looking at one film this week. What are we looking at?
Today we'll be looking at The Equalizer 2. It's being billed as the first sequel that Denzel Washington has agreed to participate in.
That's actually quite interesting. Yeah, not one I would have thought of. But yeah, Denzel, good old Denzel. I don't think he does a lot of sequel work, does he?
He doesn't. It's surprising. But I feel like he did put in a good performance here. But just to recap what The Equalizer 2 is about, so Denzel plays Bob McCall, who's a retired army sergeant, and he's still in touch with his army buddies, but unfortunately one of them has been murdered. So he has to go track down the mercenaries who hunted down his female friend.
Okay, all right. Yeah, sounds pretty straightforward.
It is pretty straightforward. And don't get me wrong, even though I felt that Denzel's performance was, as always, it was magnificent, I enjoyed watching Denzel in a majority of his scenes, I also felt that special kudos has to go to an Ashton Sanders, who plays McCall's friend Miles, who spends most of the movie developing from a generic thug from the neighborhood into someone that actually wants to pursue something a little bit more interesting. And I found that this subplot regarding this guy Miles was actually probably the most interesting thing about the movie. It was funny, it was touching, it was serious, it was dramatic, and it was most of all compelling, even more compelling than the main plot, which is both good and bad.
Well, I'd have to say, I did watch the original Equalizer a few years back, and my only real recollection of it was I was very confused. I had no idea what was going on in the plot. Seemed like a pretty standard action movie plot. I assumed Denzel was the goodie. He was going up against the baddies. But really, I had no idea what the actual plot of the film was.
Yeah, I'm afraid that you're right. The thing is, it just sort of blurs into a generic action movie, despite what I said earlier about this subplot. Like, nothing is really developed regarding the mercenaries. They just seem like generic baddies. You don't even know who they're working for. They're obviously under orders from someone else. They're not seen. They're not alluded to, even. They're not even referred to as a sort of a sequel antagonist.
Yeah, they're not holding back for The Equalizer 3.
It doesn't seem like it, because they give no sort of sequel hook regarding whoever hired these mercenaries in the first place. They just seem like generic baddies. It's just a generic shoot 'em up, I'm afraid. With the exception of this subplot, I feel that if they had developed on this subplot, perhaps in a different movie regarding getting this possible gangster into a more a wholesome lifestyle, that could have been an interesting movie. And if they sort of downplayed this generic action area with the mercenaries, then that could have been a better movie. But as it is, I'd have to give it the thumbs down.
Okay, well, there you go, poor old Denzel. Regular size Kev, thank you very much.
You're welcome.